When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Big game on Friday night. This is the Broncos and the Cowboys. What do they call it? The 4X Challenge? Or anyway. Right, so where do we start? Reece Walsh out, Tristan Saylor in, Adam Reynolds returns, so Jock Madden out. Now, this was a big one. It happened yesterday. Brendan Piacura injures his ankle at training. Jaden Hunt comes into the starting line. Corey Oates onto the bench. Marty Tapau drops out to the reserves. And for the Cowboys, on the back of their big win, Zach Labor is back in and Tommy Chester is out, then the only change to a winning team. Where's the market on this, Tristan?
Yeah, surprisingly, the market's held pretty firm from where we opened it. Obviously, a number of those outs, I suppose, were known well before Monday. But as you said, Piacura out as well. But it's $1.98, the Broncos, $1.82, the Cowboys, 1.5 is the line. So very even betting game. There's been money both ways since we've opened it, and 42.5 the total points. We've seen a bit of upward pressure on the overs, going from 41.5 to 42.5 short of the overs. So we know how tight these Broncos Cowboys games generally are. So the market's suggesting there'll be another one.
Well, a really big watch on the weather. We've had rain since Sunday, and it has not abated. It won't clear until Friday when this game is, but there's still forecast 1 to 2 millimetres into Friday. So it is a great draining ground, but I think it's still going to be damp. I mean, Eagle Farm is the best draining racetrack in Australia, and they've actually called the meeting off there today. So that's how much rain we've had across the last couple of days. Whether that slows things up here, whether that allows the Broncos to try and nullify some of that silky attack that the Cowboys have had, albeit I think against some weak form lines, will be very interesting. I mean, I think beating the Dragons, coming back and beating the Knights in the second half, and maybe that Dolphins game first up, doesn't stand up all that well. But you can only do what they're doing, and that is win. I think their use of the football is very good. I just worry about that defence from the Broncos. They're now leaking 24 a week after 3 weeks, which is not where they were last year. They were top two in defence. Now missing those key players, give me that left edge with Capel gone, with Farnwell gone, and now Piacura gone. I think that's where the Cowboys are going to have some joy. I certainly would love to see both Labor and Nanai anytime try scorers. I marked it really even. I thought maybe the Cowboys, if they can defend a little more strongly against this Broncos team bouncing back at home, I'm with the Cowboys, but only a small margin.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? So if you've got some concerns around the Broncos' left edge, and understandably so because of those significant outs, and I presume that Jaden Hunt's going to come in there and he's going to be defending on that edge also, I've got some real concerns about the Cowboys' left edge based on what the Dragons did last week. Like that they got shredded down that side really comfortably. Some really bad decisions by Valentine Holmes, who thankfully made amends by a really spectacular attacking game. But if I'm looking at that tape and Lee Breers is, and you've got Adam Reynolds coming down there, and unfortunately it's not Reece Walsh, but it's going to be Katoni Staggs and Tristan Saylor, you're like, wow, we can do something here. So that might cancel each other out from that point of view. I think it's really interesting what happens with this dummy half situation with the Broncos. I think that's become a bit of an issue for them now, complicated by the fact that it's Billy Walters and that's Kevin Walters' son. So how does that play out? They look a little different when Tyson Smoothie comes onto the field. But I'm with you, Jared. I'll go lean to the Cowboys, but at the head-to-head, which I think $1.82 is what you mentioned, Tristan.